Professor Chomsky, I just want to thank you for coming. And I wanted to ask you, I lost the train of thought that you were developing initially, and that was that there was a comparison historically with Vietnam and how the war wasn't going well to the modern time now with what's happening with Iraq. And I was just going to ask you to pick up that that train of thought that you've seen. There was a, as things turned badly in Vietnam, and you were going to make a parallel to the current thing that was happening in Iraq, and I was just going to ask you to...
Well, the position of the liberal doves in the case of Vietnam was very much like what Schlesinger described. He put it eloquently. We all pray that the hawks will be right, that by increasing the level of violence we'll win, even if we leave a land of wreck and ruin. Doesn't matter much. And if they win, we'll be praising the wisdom and statesmanship of our leaders. But it's costing us too much, so it's probably not going to work. So therefore, we should look for another strategy. One other one, at the end of the war, 1975, Anthony Lewis, it was about at the critical, as far to the critical end of the media as you can discover, reviewed the war. He said that it began, the United States began with blundering efforts to do good. He didn't have to say that because that's a tautology. Whatever action the Holy State undertakes is efforts to do good, blundering if it costs too much. That's probably historically universal. So it began with blundering efforts to do good, but by 1969, he said, namely about a year after the business community turned against the war because it was too costly, by 1969, it was clear that it was a disaster, which was costing us too much. So therefore, we have to oppose it. This is maybe not a nice thing to say, but it's true, so if you don't mind, I'll say it. This is exactly the reasoning of Nazi generals after Stalingrad. It was the right idea, you know, but Hitler made a dumb mistake. They should have gotten rid of England before he invaded Russia or the other way around. So it's costing us too much, so now we're doves. That carries over. You can read, every time you open a newspaper or a journal, that's what you read. The hawks say, you know, if we keep increasing the level of violence, we'll win. The doves say, we all pray that you're right, but it's not going to work. And therefore, when it seems that the violence is being reduced, for the reasons I mentioned, the hawks are jubilant. And the doves either are quiet, or they try to say, well, it's not really working. But of course, if it did work, we'd be praising your wisdom and statesmanship. That's the general attitude of intellectual elites. It's not the attitude of the population. So in 1969, when the first polls were finally taken, about 70% of the American population described the Vietnam War as not a mistake, but fundamentally wrong and immoral. And those figures have remained up until the most recent studies, I think the last early 2000. That's the unpeople, the people who matter, the smart ones, the educated ones. Their position is pretty much like Arthur Schlesinger's. I should say to Schlesinger, another comment about Schlesinger, when in the case of the Iraq War, he's about the only person that I can find among liberal intellectual elites who condemned the war on principled grounds. When the bombing of Iraq started, right away, the first day, he wrote an article in which he said that the day of the bombing of Iraq, he said, is a date which will live in infamy, quoting Franklin Delano Roosevelt on the day of Pearl Harbor. A date which will live in infamy as the United States follows the policies of fascist Japan. That was Arthur Schlesinger this time. But you don't see that mentioned. Take a look at the obituaries. Not that. His principled opposition to a war of aggression is unmentionable. His unprincipled opposition as a liberal dove, that's hailed. That's a comment about ourselves, not the population, but the elite intellectual sectors that we ought to take pretty seriously. I mean, maybe suppose that Petraeus' strategy works and the United States succeeds in doing what the Russians did in Chechnya. I mean, do we praise Putin for having destroyed Chechnya and now beginning to rebuild it? No. Do we praise him for the fact that they now have electricity and there's a building boom in Grozny after having they turned it to rubble? I don't see that anywhere. I mean, with regard to others, we can keep to elementary moral principles. When we're talking about ourselves, it's not only unimaginable, it's considered outrageous. I mean, it elicits horror and tantrums. It's an interesting fact about the reigning intellectual culture, and again, it's not just true of the United States, that's true throughout history. Doesn't mean it has to be true or that we should tolerate it.